Welcome to the Resource Room. I'm Amanda, the blogger and TPTer behind the Primary Gal. As a special education teacher, you are always supporting others, students, parents, general education teachers. But who is supporting you? That's where this podcast comes in. It's my mission to give you the help and support that you need. I'll be sharing my tips, tricks, research-based strategies, and professional development. I'm here to help you grow and learn as a Resource Room teacher. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Resource Room podcast. Today, let's talk all about that paperwork. As I mentioned with other episodes, depending on where you are in that new special education teacher journey, this might be something that terrifies you because you've never done it, you've never touched it, or it could be something where, oh, Amanda, I am struggling. I have failed at this over the last year, or I have felt like I'm failing over the year. Please help. Either way, I want to kind of lay out my thoughts, my perspective, some of my systems that I use, so that hopefully you can steal the things that you need and keep the things that are working well for you. So if you listen to episode number 5, which was all about checklists, you know that I like to have kind of a detailed list of what all of those processes are. The paperwork can be overwhelming. It can be time consuming. However, if you kind of lay out each and every step, I think it can help make that easier. So I'm not going to rehash what I already shared in a previous episode, but I do encourage you to make some checklists to help you know, okay, here's where I start. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. This is what I'm going to have to do. And while laying all of those steps out is very helpful and it comes in handy, all of that, if you don't have a plan for all of those things, then what's the point? So what I encourage you to do is, as you're making those checklists, you also have to kind of go to your calendar and say, when am I going to get this done? If I have to assess these 3 students for meetings that are taking place in 2 weeks, when am I going to assess them? Now, before we go any further, I always feel a little bit like a hypocrite, you know, like I'm telling you what to do in this episode of the podcast, and that is just the pie in the sky perfect world that I live in. That's not the case. I hope that this comes through in what I share. My classroom is not perfect. My schedule is not perfect. I have missed deadlines before. I have shown up to IEP meetings where I am so perfectly planned, I look like a rock star, and meetings where I'm like, I'm not really ready, okay? Like, let's not finalize this IEP today. I've done both, okay? And so I don't want you to ever think that there are special education teachers out there who never screw up, because we do. And even the most organized people, even the most, you know, like they know every step, they've been there forever, they know just what to do, even those teachers screw up from time to time. And to me, the reason is, and maybe I'm dead wrong, maybe I'm just making excuses for myself, I think that a lot of times you can have the best laid plan, but we all know that some days certain students walk in and they're going to rock your world all day long. We also know that in our jobs, we have high turnover rates where, yeah, you have this great plan, but then when somebody is no longer there, that throws a kink in your best laid plan. Or, you know, somebody has to have a surgery. Somebody has to have some type of bereavement leave, or, you know, there are lots of things that come up. And so even when you have a perfectly laid plan, there are things that are going to throw kinks in that. But in my mind, I would rather have a really good plan, like a really good plan A, and I have to shift to like plan B or plan C or plan D. I'd rather have that than be like flying by the seat of my pants and there was never a plan. I hope that makes sense. Sometimes the things in my brain don't always come out the way that I think they should. And so I want you to know that I'm going to share my plan A, and that sometimes I'm on like plan F because I've had to revise and change and fly by the seat of my pants and combine groups so that I could go to this meeting and all the things. Nothing is perfect. So with that being said, I want you to think about that checklist and start planning for when are you going to get all of those things done. Here's what that plan looks like for me. On Mondays, I do all things evaluations. And sometimes when I say all things evaluations, that's even just like making my to-do list, making, you know, like, okay, I need to assess these three kids. I need to observe these four kids. I need to submit paperwork for blah, blah, blah. But every single Monday, I go through my evaluation checklist and see what am I holding up the process on? What do I need to follow up with a parent or a classroom teacher or the school psychologist on? This week, for example, I had the school psychologist email me and say, you know, so-and-so's report is ready. So-and-so's report is ready. This one. But there was one student that I'm like, the report is not ready for this kid. And it's due before some of these others that she was emailing me about. And what had happened is we had two brothers who were both being evaluated. And so for her, she's like, yep, got it. And tested the older student, but had not been there to test the younger student. And so I hit reply to another email and said, hey, what about blah, blah, blah. She replies, oh my goodness, Amanda, I think that's just been overlooked because of the brother situation. I'll be there tomorrow. So those are things that literally happen to any and all of us. It's so easy to forget. However, we've got to be kind of constantly checking in on that and seeing where do we stand. So for me, I dedicate Mondays. My prep period, my 40-minute prep period on Monday, that's what I'm working on. And I just know that. It's kind of a non-negotiable for me. Every Monday, that's what I'm working on. Maybe it doesn't take me the whole time. Usually it doesn't. And so I do have a couple other things that I also work on Mondays. But that is what I'm dedicating my time to. Now, we all know a big part of writing IEPs, or a big part of that paperwork thing that kind of weighs us down and feels really stressful, is the actual writing of the IEP. So just like Mondays are evaluations, for me, my Tuesdays and Wednesdays are dedicated to writing IEPs. And so it might sound so simple. Okay, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, you're going to write IEPs. That sounds great. But there's more to it than that. I, 1 week of the month, will assess all of the students that are kind of coming up within the next several weeks. So I'll make a list. Okay, I need to, part of working on that IEP is assessing them, so that then I can come back maybe the next week and write their present level and write their IEP goals and start choosing what accommodations would be good for them. Some of the other things that I might be doing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays might be going to observe students, because that is part of their evaluation process. And I can't finish their IEP. I can't move on until that evaluation is complete, which includes that observation from me. During that Tuesday, Wednesday time, that's also when I am scheduling conferences with parents. I'm putting into the computer, okay, we're going to, you know, have this conference on this day at this time, and generate a meeting notice. And that goes home with the student. So there are kind of like time blocks for each of those things. And you know what? Some months need a little adjusting because, whoa, I have a lot, or oh, I didn't really have as many as what I did last month. But there's a time and a place for, when am I going to schedule that conference? When am I going to assess that student? When am I going to observe them? When am I going to actually sit down at the computer and write that IEP? When am I going to generate a draft and send that home? So there's a time for all of those pieces of the paperwork process. And I have two things that I really want to stress with this, because we know it's plan A, and sometimes we end up on plan B, C, D, E, whatever. So the first thing is that plan, your best laid ideal week, that can change. So just because you start the year always looking at your evaluations on Monday does not mean that that has to be how it is at the end of the year, because you're a new teacher or you're still finding your groove or your rhythm. So don't feel like it has to be every Monday because I said do it on Monday. Don't feel like it has to be on Monday because that's how you want to start your week. You know, you choose. Maybe doing it on Friday ends your week nicely, and you know exactly how you're going to start your Monday because you've already made a really good plan for, okay, I need to assess this student and that student, whatever. So I want you to know first and foremost that it is okay if that plan changes throughout the year. Another big idea, or something that I just want to throw out there as we're talking about this, is that oftentimes we are feeling stressed or we're working last minute because we didn't have a good plan. So even if you're thinking, okay, Amanda, that's all well and good, but my schedule is a little different, or that my routines, my process, what I'm responsible for, that's a little different. Okay, it doesn't have to be just like mine. But I want you to think of, what are those things that are stressing you out? Like, oh my gosh, I have a move-in. Oh man, there's an annual case conference. Whatever is kind of stressing you out, whatever you're taking home with you at night, whatever you're staying late to do at school, that is more than likely because you don't have a plan for what you're going to do. And just like I said before, I like to be very transparent. This was me, let's rewind, maybe 5 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, I don't know. I had zero plan for what I was doing, and everything felt huge, everything felt time consuming, everything felt stressful. I walked into meetings very unprepared, and in my opinion, creating a plan has really helped solve that. Because yeah, maybe I have to adjust. Yeah, maybe like today, for example, as I'm recording this, we didn't have school on a Monday. That means that my evaluation checklist time was kind of like taken from me. That's gone. So I'm gonna have to readjust the plan just a little bit. And that's okay. But if there is no plan, or if there is a crappy plan, you're going to feel stressed and overwhelmed, and paperwork can be daunting. Paperwork can be time consuming, but you've got to make a plan. And I encourage you to use a calendar, use something that tells you, okay, here's what I'm doing on Monday. Here's what I'm doing on Tuesday. Here's what I'm doing on Wednesday. And I've said this before in old podcast episodes. I know I have a TikTok video about your to-do list, and you know how much time you get on your prep. So for me, in my current district, we have a 40-minute prep every day. In my previous district, we had a 50-minute prep every day. You know how much time you're allotted. Figure out, okay, on Monday, how am I going to use that 40 minutes? On Tuesday, how am I going to use that 40 minutes? Maybe yours is more, maybe yours is less time, maybe yours is only every other day if you're on like a block scheduling type of setup. But you know what your schedule or what your prep time is looking like. Start planning, what are you going to do during each of those time blocks? Okay, now I have to share what I call a truth bomb, okay? And you can love it or hate it, but I'm gonna say it. And again, this is the pot calling the kettle black here, okay? I've been there. There are many times that I jack my jaws the whole prep time and I don't get things done. Or there are times where I am just so exhausted and I just need like a mental break that I waste some or all or a good chunk of my prep time. Now, there will be things that come up. One day a week, I have PLC during my prep period. So I'm not getting much done, but I had to revise my plan for that because now I know I'm not getting that Thursday prep anymore. But here's the truth bomb. If you say every Monday, I'm going to check my evaluation checklist, and you don't, then you are someone that even you can't rely on. If you say that every Tuesday you're going to work on whatever IEP is coming up next as far as being due or, you know, getting those assessments done or those observations or whatever it is, if that's what you say you're going to do, and you walk out of there on Tuesday without getting that done, you're going to regret it on Wednesday. And if not on Wednesday, it might be 2 or 3 days later when that meeting is finally coming up. But you're going to regret it at some point. And so I want to share this analogy with you, and feel free to agree or disagree with it. Have you ever had a friend or, you know, a family member who flakes out on you all the time? And who all the time is like, yeah, let's go get lunch. And then it's Saturday and you're going to go get lunch. And they text you like, I'm just so busy. Or, oh, I'm not feeling good. Or whatever, you know, sob story they have. And then a few weeks later, you make plans to do some shopping or go get coffee or whatever. And guess what? Oh, they just don't feel good. Or, oh, then their kid is sick or whatever. Let's say there's a teacher at school who is absent every other day, and you're like, oh, Lord, help me. Like, how are you really sick that much? Or you and your kids or whatever. You know, there's always a problem. They're flaky. You can't count on them. You would probably stop making plans to get lunch, get coffee, do a combined lesson because they're gone all the time. Whatever it is, you don't rely on them. But so much of the time, that's what we're also doing to ourselves, because we're not prioritizing our own tasks or our own things. So we tell ourselves, hey, today I'm going to work on A, B, and C. And guess what? You get A done and the day gets crazy, and B and C, there was no time for those two tasks. And so you didn't get them done. And you made excuses and you said, oh, I'm just so tired, or oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And so then you come in tomorrow and you have to do B and C and D, E, and F, because those are still tasks that you need to do. And so you're flaking out on yourself. And so some of the time, there are real legit excuses or things that come up. So I don't want to like guilt you into some of the, you know, like get it done. But I encourage you to be somebody that you can rely on. Be somebody that you are not flaking out on, because that's when we get overwhelmed. Either we don't have a plan, or we have a plan and we don't do the things that we say we're going to do. And so I encourage you, do not leave school until you have those things done. Now, I'm not saying stay at school till 6 p.m., 7 p.m., getting your things done. I'm not saying take a bag full of stuff. I'm saying to myself and others, shut your mouth and get your work done during your prep period. Shut your mouth and stop volunteering for everything and get your stuff done. Because when you don't, you're flaking on yourself. You're that unreliable friend. But instead of doing it to somebody else, you're doing it to you. And for some people, maybe that doesn't apply. Maybe you're like, Amanda, can you please stop yelling at me? I am not part of this. But for me, even things like if I say I'm going to, let's say, evaluate these two students, and this is a real serious problem for me, then I have ideas and I'm like, ooh, I can make this. Ooh, I can make that. And then I spend my prep time. This is a true story. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I have 900 things that I need to get done. I choose, okay, I'm going to get this, this, and that done. And what am I doing? I am spending my prep period. God, I'm dumb here. Cutting out a cat and cutting out a kite and coloring so that I could make a poster for the CK rule. And not that that's not important, but you know what? I'm going to be really mad at myself when those conferences come up and I'm stressing out. But guess what? I have CK posters to hang on my board. No. If you say you're going to get it done, don't let anyone else or yourself distract you, because you have made a promise to yourself that that's what you're going to get done. And even though making those CK posters was more fun to me than writing those IEPs or going and doing observations or whatever, even though I enjoyed that, I didn't enjoy the feeling later when I'm like, holy shit, look at all the stuff I have to get done. Amanda, why did you do that? You know, so be true to yourself, be loyal to yourself, be somebody that even you can rely on, because chances are everybody else relies on you. your principal, your general education teachers, your paras, your students, your own kids, your spouse. All of these people rely on you, which is great, but you can't rely on you because you get distracted or you let other people dictate your prep time. And there are some things that are out of your control. We all know that. But on the day-to-day, are you using your prep time how you should or how you planned? And if not, you got to work to change that. That's a goal. And if you're a newbie, that's an even better time to start laying out that plan and start laying some very clear boundaries about when I leave here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get distracted by the teacher down the hall. I'm not going to volunteer to help during, you know, somebody's recess time or whatever. Set the precedent from the beginning that this is what you're going to do and get that done. Just be realistic about what you are going to get done. Shoo-wee, did you enjoy that lecture? Okay, I really get on my soapbox sometimes, and I don't even know if I'm sorry about it. All right, so this concludes our season all about new teachers and kind of finding your way in special education, starting off on the right foot, getting some things organized. And so it's episode 9, and how many times have I told you to download this new teacher starter guide? Hopefully you've already downloaded it. But if not, it's still linked in the show notes for you to grab. And I will see you back here for season 16. How crazy is that? Of the podcast. Well, my friend, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to the Resource Room podcast. I truly, truly love to help and support other special ed teachers. Because of that, I run a Facebook group just for us. Search the Resource Room and request to join. You can also check out my website, theprimarygal.com, for blog posts, pictures, and more information. Until next time, have a great week.